I'm Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to North State Give and Take. And today I'm going to interview Lloyd Watson
from the Gleaners here in Chico. And Lloyd's going to tell us what the Gleaners do, you know, what you might need here in Chico. And let me know more about, is it an international organization or is it just local?
Yeah, it's a local operation right now. There are a few other types of Gleaners. As you know, Gleaner means gatherer and stuff. What we do is just here in Chico, we're a senior nutrition program.
Got it.
At 50 and older is our group. So, but one member, say there's a married couple, one's say 55, the other one's 45. Well, that's fine. But the member has to be 50 or older. And then after that, if they want, they could assign a delegate or somebody to pick up for them. Could we distribute nutritional food to our members on Tuesdays?
And that's to people that are 50 or over?
Right, the members that are, because okay. It's not just open to the public.
Okay.
So we are a co-op.
Okay.
And then every day of the week, except for Christmas, we receive donations, like from Safeway, we receive from it used to be, that's a kitchen store, I believe it's called now. And then of farmers and ranchers and, growers. During the season, they'll call us up, got this. You know, like right now, citrus is going in. We're getting a lot of citrus in, stuff like that. And so what we do, we compile it, and our members have priority. But we also get, like, anywhere from 2 to 3 tons, usually 2 tons of bread per week from Franz. It's just boxed up and, you know, on trays. So we take banana boxes and we separate it, all the wheat, white, sourdough, blah, 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 together. And then when we have additional bread or more than we need, we share it with other groups. We share it with several local churches. We share it with different organizations. Butte College comes in. They're in session once a week, and we give to their kitchen. We used to give a little bit to Chico State, but they're getting, you know, sometimes, yes, it doesn't. But anybody, basically, that is a bona fide business or a bona fide charity, and they have to apply an application and file the paperwork with us, because we are a 501(c). And then we set up an account with them, and we donate what we can to them.
Okay.
The Catholic ladies, the Catholic Church, and once a week they come in, and they'll take anywhere from 5 to 10 banana boxes of bread. Each box holds about 8 loaves of bread. And so then there's the Seventh-day Adventists. There's other Christian churches around town, and they set up an account with us, showing it, and they come in, and sometimes they take a little bit of bread. Sometimes they take, it's what we can afford to give away. Because we'd rather have somebody eat it than throw it away.
Now, where did you say you get the bread from? I missed the...
Franz, F-A-R-A-N-Z.
Okay.
R-A-N-Z, bakery.
Okay.
And they have in Oroville, they have a warehouse.
Okay.
And so go over there once or twice a week, and they donate quite a bit of bread.
Yeah.
I say we'll get 2 to 2.5 tons a week is not unusual.
Wow.
And so we have a big trailer. We fill it up on the racks.
Yeah.
And then we share it with, like I say, we know what we need. So we set that aside. And then whatever abundance we have, and then we share with other groups. There's I don't have a list in front of me. I wish I did.
Sure.
Just anybody that comes in, and we do that.
So you have... How many members do you have that you're bringing food to?
Right now, we have about 65 or 70 members.
Okay.
Our goal is to have 100. And is odd, but when the pandemic hit, we lost about 30%. And it was perplexing because you still have to eat.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of places donate canned goods. There's a place from the coast that's affiliated with like Feed America. And they will donate boxes and boxes of canned food to us. And then in turn, we give them bread. So, yeah. And we have a person, volunteers to go over there. Other places we're on, we just to help out. Who wants it?
Sure.
As long as you're a bona fide business and a not-for-profit or non-profit business, and then we work with you. And then it's just by school. We used to give to some elementary schools around town, and for some reason, you know, at times they need it, at times they don't. So whatever they do, let us know.
So how can you become a member? Is there some requirement for that?
Yes, you got to be 50 years old, like I said.
Yes.
And then you come in and you fill out an application, and there's a fee. That's a $15 per year registration fee, and then there's $50 a month membership fee. Now, that membership fee comes out to be like $12.50 a week. And you take, if you can imagine, a large tote, you know, that you get from the store, you fill that up, yeah, with bread. You get a lot of food for $12.50.
Yes. Yeah.
Because we have a produce department, we have a meat department, we have dairy department, of course, the bread, we have different breads broken down, and then we have a pastry department.
Okay.
And then we have a fruit department, and people come in, we're set up in the warehouse, and they go, and what's a little more unique, I believe, with us, is members take what they want. We don't give, you know, if you don't want it, we'll take it. Where other organizations, they'll box up stuff and give to you, and this is what you get.
Okay.
And yeah. And we try to keep as fair and much enough for everybody. And we typically have 50 to 60 people every Tuesday that come through. Not every member can make it every Tuesday.
But it's so, every Tuesday they come to the warehouse and have, right. They don't make an appointment. They just know that Tuesday between a certain hour they can come.
Between 9 and 11.
Okay.
Or 9 and noon. As long as they keep coming, we stay open.
Okay.
But we don't really start handing out food till closer to 10, but they get ready to not, you know, sure. It varies. Yeah. But the office where you join, pay your membership, whatever needs to be done, is only open on Tuesdays from 9 to 11.
Okay.
And then we have a couple of gals, ladies, that work in there and do the necessary paperwork.
Okay.
And it's really a lot of it, too.
Yeah. Now, how did you set up those relationships, or when did that all start, where you get these relationships with the places where you get the food?
Well, that started before me, because we've been here about 40 years.
40? Uh-huh. I wondered about that.
And so what we do is go to and ask the manager, hey, this is what we do. If you have anything to contribute, we'd really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And then... basically, that's our sales pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That we're a senior nutrition program, and there's a lot of people that hear about us and know about us. A lot of the farmers around, ranchers, and different people.
Mm-hmm.
So when they have excess, they call us up and we get it. And
so can a person that, say, has a fruit tree in their yard, you know, pick a whole bunch of fruit and call you and bring it to you, or you'll come get it?
Both. We try to, sometimes it's harder to get, we only have a few people. We only have a couple of people that are young enough can climb a ladder to the tree, but we have several people, you know, people are calling that throughout the year that they have different fruit trees, and they'll call, I've got an orange tree, lemon tree, you know, whatever the fruit is in, and you can come and get it. A lot of people box it up for us, or we'll come and box it.
Uh-huh.
And quite a few people will come and they know where we're at. So they box up their excess fruit and bring it to us.
Yeah.
And then we have, like I said, the bread and then a few stores.
Yeah.
Safeway East and Safeway Nord donate to us quite a bit.
Okay.
Their excess, or, you know, if they have, if it's a damaged product, as long as it's still consumable, we'll take it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Mangrove, well, for some reason, Mangrove doesn't, but, and then we have, you know, other stores like that. Mm-hmm. Not once in a while, Trader Joe's does.
And you go get them normally?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Well, we have about five volunteer drivers, you know, the, and they have a route.
So do you ever end up with too much? I guess if you spread it all around, you probably never end up with too much.
Not, sometimes, and what's sad about that is we'll end up having produce only lasts so long.
Yeah.
And it will have to throw it away. And bread, you know, it lasts so long. And that's it. Also, we have a lot of dairy and poultry. We have a lot of eggs. You know, usually a member will get 2 dozen eggs a week if they want them. You know, you take what you want. But yeah. It's not uncommon for a member to get 2 dozen eggs. Usually they'll easily get 4, 5, 6, 7 loaves of bread. Mm-hmm. And then there's lettuce and tomatoes and onions, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. potatoes, on carrots, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And we keep it, and that, and it's fresh. And
yeah. Wow.
I'm amazed at that. And I'm proud to be part of it and help other people out. Yeah. And that's what it is helping other people.
Yeah.
You know, we get stuff ourselves, but our priority, I feel, is helping other people.
Yeah, sure. So your warehouse has a refrigerator and all of
that?
Yeah,
several. Yeah. We have walk-ins. We have 3 walk-ins.
Oh,
and
well,
we have 4, but only 3 work. And then we have, oh, I don't know, the stand-up. Let's see, 4 stand-up, and then smaller refrigerators, yeah, the household refrigerators. Uh-huh. We keep butters and stuff in.
Like that, sure.
Yeah. And
yeah.
We have storage lot of them.
So how do you get volunteers, and how do you raise funds? Because, I mean, you had to buy the refrigerators. So
we amazingly enough, last year we had some very good donations. Safeway made a nice large donations. We got 2 grants this year. And then there's individuals. We have individuals that every month will send anywhere from $50 to $200, nice. Just for here. There's people that mm-hmm. know about us. It's just amazing. We get around to the door. We've been getting grants, and we did very well on our grants this year.
How did you?
A lot.
You must have somebody there that can write the grants.
We did, and they left. But now we got to find. I know. Now we got to find, because that's. I didn't know that's such an involved process.
Yes, it sure.
Now, it's not just sticking your hand out and saying.
No, it isn't.
No, but we need to find another person for that.
Yeah.
But,
and so the money pays for gas for picking up the stuff and anything that you need like that. I imagine. Do you have like a board of directors or something?
We do.
Like
we have 5 board of directors. We have I, the president, and I have 2 vice presidents. Then like I said, we have a board of directors and a secretary.
Okay.
And a finance person.
Uh-huh.
You know. And we meet, you know, 3 to 4 times a year, the board, and yeah. I call a meeting and we'll do that and discuss anything, change, whatever, you know.
Sure, sure.
It does.
You're listening to a conversation with Lloyd Watson from the Gleaners here in Chico, and we'll be back in a minute. Our interview with Lloyd Watson from the Gleaners in Chico, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. I'm Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to North State Give and Take.
Oh, and so now volunteers, how do you get volunteers to help you?
Well, that's tricky. A lot of them just hear about it, word of mouth, and one of those people. And it's amazing how the word just gets out. We've ran a few ads, and some people have come in. But when you drive down, I don't know if you ever go down Nord Avenue.
Sure, I do.
You'll see our sign out there. It's by the storage areas. It's 1400 block on Nord Avenue.
And what's the actual address?
1436.
1436 Nord.
Yeah.
And it's kind of out a ways, right? Because the storage units are kind of out past Safeway.
Well, it's in between. It's right between 8th Avenue and Safeway on Nord.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's kind of out a ways. And then it's up from not too far from the school. But there's an industrial complex there. And people have a landscaping business, and they rent us a building because they have more buildings than they need.
Okay.
Of course. So they rent us a building, and they're very generous about it. Very nice. They help us out a lot. And then just periodically, people just mail us money. You know, they know about us.
Yeah.
That's very nice.
And now, as far as volunteers, do you have some regular ones? And then do you have enough?
No. But, like I said, we have about 70 members right now, and we really need 100. It would make it, mm-hmm. you know, because we don't take any grants or any subs from anybody, except we take grants, but we don't take any government donations.
Oh, sure.
We're completely independent from the government mm-hmm. and anything like that. So. Yeah. We got to do it ourselves.
Sure.
And the $50 a month that the members pay, that covers rent and utilities.
I see.
You know, because we're a commercial enterprise, that prices are all higher. We have to pay commercial rate for electricity.
Yeah.
You know, waste removal.
Sure.
And, you know, everything, all that stuff.
We have a fair amount. Now, the members don't volunteer. The members just come get the food. How about
No. Members are asked to volunteer 2 hours a week. Yeah. And so most of them do. Some of them can't. Some of them be in a wheelchair or for whatever reason. But we ask that they, and we get quite a few, to volunteer 2 hours a week, you know, come in, and then we're open every day, you know, and do stuff. Our busy days are usually Sundays and Thursdays.
Because that's when you get the stuff and people need to put it into places. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And then do you have enough people to do that, or are there a few people doing really a lot of work?
There's a few people doing a lot of work, sadly. But we have just enough. We have some that work a lot, and then, you know, just like anything else. And it's hard to demand action from volunteers.
It's
volunteer.
I know that for sure.
We always appreciate everything they do.
Sure.
And I try to show my appreciation. You know, every day, like when Safeway, you know, they're probably one of our biggest. They just put a lot of stuff in boxes. All right. And they're here, take it. So we got to take it back to our warehouse and separate it. Dry goods and mm-hmm. refrigerated items or whatever.
Gotcha. Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
I've only been doing this for like 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I saw an article in the paper. And then we usually, we've run a few articles. And then the people hear about us and, mm-hmm. I did, you know, like anybody else, you don't really know what it is.
I know.
And then you get into it, you go, oh. And then what I found out is about helping other people.
Yes.
You know, I'm retired. I'm an old disgruntled GI on a disability from the military. So it gives me something to do a couple hours a day.
Sure. Gotcha.
As president, I do a lot more because there's always, you know, paperwork or doing like this stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I like it. I really do.
So now this gleaners here in Chico has been here for 40 years?
That's yes, I was told, yeah.
Wow.
Pretty good, huh?
That's pretty remarkable. Yeah. Now, I know other people, sometimes people will say things to me like, I should call the gleaners for this or that. Now, if somebody does, back to that, if someone has something that they're growing in their yard or, well, let's do that first of all, things they're growing in their yard. I know they can call you and we'll put that number out there and then you can have a discussion with them. Is there anything else that you like people to give you?
Well, you know, people, we get a lot of people that move and they give us their extra stuff. We've had chairs, cribs. We'll take anything. We don't always use it, but we'll take anything.
Okay.
But, you know, utensils, cooking it, we get a lot of that. But dry goods are always welcome. You know, a non-perishable.
Yeah. I don't imagine you want a lot of stuff, though.
You know, we get it, and we go through it, and we try to get rid of it, because we don't say no to anybody. So,
okay, I got you. Yeah.
We take whatever we can. Okay. Wherever.
Yeah. Not clothes, though.
We do. They have to be pretty good shape, and we're really picky about clothing. You know, we just don't have anything. So we do take clothes, even to get a few shoes, you know.
Okay.
But not a lot, but we get some clothing there.
Okay.
Like, see, we have people go through it and they're very picky about what they take. Yeah. And rightfully so. We don't.
Sure.
It's got to be cleaned and warming, all that stuff, you know.
Right. And you don't want to be stuck with a bunch of stuff that you've got to get rid of then. So
yeah.
I can see how people should be a little careful about that. The bigger thing here is if anyone's listening, over 55, is it? Or 50?
50. 50.
Over 50. And
50 or over, yeah.
50 or over, and you become a member.
Correct.
And there's an application they can get at 1436 Nord here in Chico.
Correct.
Go in and get that. And
on Tuesdays from 9 to 11.
Okay. Yeah. Tuesdays 9 to 11. And there is a fee. You're going to pay, is it 50 for the year and then $50 a month?
15 for the year.
Okay, 15.
15. And then $50 a month on that.
$50 a month, right. But what you can get just all meat, dairy, veggies, fruit, bread, all the bread.
Lots of bread. Pastries, a lot of pastries.
Okay. Wow.
Canned goods, a lot of canned goods.
Wow.
We get a lot of what we call meals in a can, you know, chili and.
Yeah, great. Those are good. Yeah. And then the other thing for people to think about when as listeners, things that you might want to donate to the gleaners. And if you have something also to come to this office, 1436 Nord, or what's the phone number for the best phone number?
That 895-3006. There's always somebody there in the morning.
Okay. Every morning?
Every morning except Christmas.
Okay. So 895-3006, there's a person that will pick up the phone
and
help you set up how to pick it up and if it's something that you guys really want.
Exactly. Or take a message, or if they can't make the decision, they'll take a message and then I'll get it. Because I go in, you know, 4 or 5 days a week.
Okay.
I'm at the office and check messages. And they also, you know, for nobody, they call any time and leave a message on the machine.
Yeah, right. And then you get called back. Yeah.
Right,
That's what we did. I called and I talked to a nice woman and she said, oh, Lloyd's who you want to talk to.
Yeah, she is. That's good. Yeah. But that's basically it. We're pretty low key and low tech. And we believe in a handshake and looking you in the eye, talking to you. So
that's really good.
The kind of old fashioned stuff, but that's okay.
That's really good. Well, I'm glad to get the word out there to our listeners because people know about the gleaners, but just like you said, they don't know everything.
You know, I've had a lot of people they were afraid that it was like a labor camp. Well, they have to go out in fields and toil. No. There's times when we go, you know, there are times when we go out to different farms and pick up stuff or they'll have people have a fruit tree And so we have it, but it's not constant. No.
It's not constant.
Only if you're able to and willing. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Great.
Thanks. So,
yeah. Well, it was nice talking to you, Lloyd. I appreciate you getting back to me and us being able to do this.
It's my pleasure, Bobby. You have fun today, rest of the day.
Yeah, I know. It is sort of fun, isn't it?
Yeah. I've enjoyed it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks to you, too.
You've been listening to a pre-recorded interview with Lloyd Watson, and we were talking about the gleaners here in Chico, California. If you would like to hear it again, or you would like to hear any of my other interviews that I've done over the past year, you can go to kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to Tuesday, and then down to North State Give and Take, and they're all there, all of my interviews, and you can just click on them and check them out. You can listen to them anytime. There's also a comment box there, which you can give me some advice or some suggestions, and I sure would appreciate that. And that's true for all the shows on KZFR. Some of the music shows are only up for a certain amount of time, but the public affairs programming remains on the website so that you can check them out. And that's kzfr.org, go to Programs, go to the day, go down to the show, and you can listen to them. Thanks for listening to Community Radio here. We're located in Chico, California. It's KZFR 90.1 FM, and thanks for supporting Community Radio. It's a rare thing that we've got such a great one here in our little town, so let's keep supporting it. And listening to it is certainly one way to support. If you want to donate, you can go to our website as well and hit the donate button. Thanks again for listening to North State Give and Take, and stay tuned for Ginger and Radioactive.